Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Ruby Braff, cornetist, and Scott Hamilton to start things off today for Concord Records, 1985. And with them, John Bunch on piano, Chris Florey guitar, Phil Flanagan string bass, and Chuck Riggs on the drums. The composition, A Sailboat in the Moonlight, written by Carmen Lombardo and John Loeb, will be played by them. And then the original that I heard, anyway, of it was 1937 Vocalion of Billie Holiday and her orchestra. Two in a row for you of A Sailboat in the Moonlight.
Thank you. your tender lips to mine. The things dear that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.
A Sailboat in the Moonlight, written by Carmen Lombardo, lyric by John Loeb. Up first, Ruby Braff and Scott Hamilton, 1985, for Concord, respectively cornet and tenor saxophone, John Bunch piano, Chris Flory on guitar, Phil Flanagan bass, and Chuck Riggs on the drums, then Billie Holiday and her orchestra, 1937, for a vocalion. And their version, Buck Clayton's trumpet, Edmund Hall clarinet, Lester Young on tenor, Jimmy Sherman at the piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on the drums, the All-American rhythm section. A Sailboat in the Moonlight, 1985 and 1937, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle University's Leadership Executive MBA program, emphasizing leadership, business expertise, and social responsibility. Next info session is Tuesday, June 29th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration at emba@seattleu.edu.
And happy Father's Day to all of you out there, and there's an idea for you. Why don't you grab Dad and take him to a live jazz performance? Okay, I'll tell you where. If you're in the greater Seattle area, this happened before about a month ago, and they had a response from you to go there. It was really wonderful. And where is this? It's the El Malecon Restaurant, downtown Seattle, at Seneca and Post, where those two meet. It's 1122 Post Avenue. Now, the band, the full circle jazz ensemble, I know it as the Bob Hammer Octet. I know Bob, and I know his experience in New York with Mingus and work with so many fine musicians, Roy Eldridge, and on. And he's worth talking to. And you can go down there today. That's right, Sunday, June 20th. That's today, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Downtown Seattle, El Malecon Restaurant, 1122 Post Avenue, where Seneca and Post meet there. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble can give your dad this gift. That's right, live jazz. You know, maybe he thinks you don't know much about jazz and you're not. Well, take him down to surprise him. Blindfold him. Where are we going? That's right. El Malecon Restaurant. It'll be a wonderful time tonight, 5 to 7:30 p.m. And while you're going down there, you can listen to me. That's right. Jerry Mulligan, excuse me, coming up now, playing piano as well as baritone and doing arrangements. Art Farmer is going to play the trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Jim Hall on guitar, Bill Crow bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. One by Mulligan called Butterfly with Hiccups, and Burton Lane's wonderful Old Devil Moon. The Jerry Mulligan Sextet, right there for you. Limelight. Limelight made the most beautiful LPs, open like a book, gatefold, and inserts, and just beautifully done. This is one of them, 1963, Mulligan on piano and baritone, and arranging and composing in part. Butterfly with Hiccups, that was written by Mulligan, and Old Devil Moon wasn't. It was written by Burton Lane. Art Farmer's Trumpet and Bob Brookmeyer's Valve Trombone. Mulligan Piano and Baritone. Jim Hall Guitar. Bill Crow on Bass and Dave Bailey on the drums. 1963. What were you doing in 1963? This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
locally owned businesses who reach out to listeners through underwriting. They recognize that KPLU listeners appreciate the unique flavor that entrepreneurs bring to our communities. Info on how your business can support KPLU is online at kplu.org/underwriting.
Now I want to chase the composition. For those of you just joining me for the first time, it simply means to have different people do the same composition. at different times. Well, that's pointing up, you know, our wonderful differences. That's it. You sing different from your mama, and I sing different from my daddy, that sort of thing. Squeeze Me was written by Thomas Fats Waller and Clarence Williams, probably sometime in 1924. 1939, first of all, Fats Waller and his rhythm, his vocal, his piano, with Bugs Hamilton playing trumpet, Gene Sedgwick, clarinet and tenor, Waller piano, John Smith guitar, Sedgwick, Waller's bass, and Slick Jones on the drums. Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, 1939, and his composition, co-written with Clarence Williams, Squeeze Me for Bluebird Records. Louis Armstrong gave it a wonderful treatment, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, meaning six people, in Chicago, 1928. Thank you. Squeeze Me, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Chicago, June 1928 for OK Records. Armstrong scat singing and playing his trumpet, Fred Robinson trombone, Jimmy Strong clarinet and tenor, Earl Hines on piano, Mansi Carroll banjo, and Zooty Singleton on the drums. Finally, Chasing Squeeze Me. The earliest version I have, 1925, Clarence Williams Blue Five. Clarence Williams, as I said, was co-composer of this with Fats Waller. Louis here now playing his cornet, Charlie Irvis trombone, Don Redman, great arranger, brilliant arranger, early jazz, playing clarinet and alto, Coleman Hawkins tenor and clarinet, Williams on piano, Buddy Christian banjo, and Clarence Williams' beautiful wife, Eva Taylor, is going to sing it for you.
Just like you did. Daddy, don't stop till I tell you when. Oh, Papa, kiss me and squeeze me some more. Just like you did before. Your Papa Cupid is standing close by. Daddy, don't let your sweet baby cry.
Clarence Williams, Blue Five, and Eva Taylor sing Squeeze Me, 1925 for OK Records. Louis Armstrong, cornet. Charlie Irvis, trombone. Don Redman, clarinet, alto. Coleman Hawkins, tenor and clarinet. Williams, piano, Buddy Christian, banjo. And as I said, Mrs. Clarence Williams, Eva Taylor, doing the singing. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest, June 25th through July 4th, with over 350 musicians, including George Benson, Stanley Clark, John Pizzarelli, and John Scofield. Info and accommodations at tourismvictoria.com or jazzvictoria.ca.
Thank you.
Lee Konitz and his alto saxophone, 1957 for Verve Records. His quartet with him, Billy Bauer on guitar, Henry Grimes, string bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. Sunday, written by Julie Stein way back in 1926. And Lenny Bird. That was written by Konitz's first big teacher, I think. Lenny Tristano, a pianist. It's based on How High the Moon, written by Morgan Lewis. Lee Konitz's quartet, 1957, Sunday, and Lenny Bird. Here, for your listening pleasure, is Joe Williams.
Every night, when my work is through, every night, when my work is through, I put my foot in my gas tank, I'm steady coming home to you. In every way, you're so good to me. Every way, yes, you're so good to me. Because you're mine, well, I'm happy as a man can be. Yes, I'm happy. Girl, I'm so happy with you. Oh, yes, I'm happy. Ooh-wee, I'm happy with you. You make me feel so good, sometimes I don't know what to do. Shop, 'cause my table's set. Now what can I get just to please my pet? Because every night when my work is through, I put my foot in my gas tank and steady come home to you. Every night when my work is through, yeah, every night, baby, when my work is through, I put my foot in my gas tank, I'm steady coming home to you. I stick my 12s in the gas tank, I'm steady coming home to you. Well, my foot's in the gas tank, and I'm steady hurrying home to you.
Joe Williams singing for you. 1963 for RCA Victor Records, and one he wrote called Every Night. Jimmy Jones and his orchestra behind him. Arrangement by Jones, and peeking through there a little bit, Clark Terry on his trumpet. Joe Williams. I like to chase black and tan fantasy. Early composition by Duke Ellington and his cornetist Bubber Miley. Start 1927 for Brunswick Records. The Washingtonians, the first name of Ellington's band because he came from Washington, D.C. Miley will solo on cornet, Joe Nanton's trombone, Otto Hardwick alto saxophone, Ellington doing some piano.
Thank you.
Washingtonians, also known, of course, as Duke Ellington, and his composition, and Bubba Miley's composition, Black and Tan Fantasy, work by Miley and Joe Nanton on trombone, Otto Hardwick's beautiful alto sound, Ellington's piano. Now a jump from 27 to 1945, we're going to go into the 400 restaurant in New York City. And hear a version of Black and Tan Fantasy that you would have heard on the radio had you been tuned in at that time. And we still have Joe Nanton with us, thank goodness, and it's a feature for him on his trombone. He was also known as Tricky Sam because of his use of the plunger mute and getting vocal effects and lamentations and all of that. Black and Tan Fantasy, Duke Ellington, 400 Restaurant, New York City, 1945.
18 years ago, there was written a beautiful descriptive piece of music and offered by Duke Ellington. It's just as good today as it was then, so it bears a rehearing. The Black and Tan Fantasy.
Broadcast of Duke Ellington's Orchestra, 1945, at the 400 Restaurant in New York City, and Black and Tan Fantasy. Feature, as I said, for Joe Nanton's trombone work, and also some fine work in there by Ray Nance, doing the Bob Riley part on his trumpet. And Otto Hardwick again here, and beautiful sound he got on alto. Black and Tan Fantasy. Before I get to the last version, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Earl Hines now, his version. He's at the piano. It's 1966. Impulse is the record company. Russell Procope plays alto. Ray Nance is here again on trumpet. Pee Wee Russell, clarinet work. Lawrence Brown's trombone. And fine drumming throughout by Sonny Greer.
Yeah.
Black and Tan Fantasy, and a band put together pretty much by Earl Hines, 1966, for Impulse, membership of the Ellington Band with him. Russell Prokop, alto, and Ray Nance, trumpet, and Hines, as I said, on piano. Pee Wee Russell, not a member of the Ellington Band, but a genius at this clarinet playing. Lawrence Brown, trombone, Sonny Greer's drums. All that. 1966 for Impulse. Duke Ellington and Barbara Miley's Black and Tan Fantasy. I've had several calls about how to get to, so take my dad down to hear that music you were talking about. Well, I'm glad of that. It's Father's Day, and I mentioned at the beginning of the program about the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble this Father's Day from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at El Malecon Restaurant. And people have asked me, how do I get there? Well, I'm not sure about that, but I know I can tell you where it is. It's at 1122 Post Avenue, downtown Seattle, Seneca and Post. And what a treat. I mean, get your dad and say, hey, let's go downtown, hear some music. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble is also known as the Bob Hammer Octet. His piano and his arrangements and his friends playing with him there. He's had a lot of experience in this music, and it would be kind of fun, I think, for you to go up and say, this is my dad, and he was in New York, and you were in New York, and all that sort of thing. Why not? Plus the fact, if you want to get the economy back going, you have to get going. That's right. And take a couple of bucks and put it in there so it just gets the wheels going again. Get the rust off that. And you'd be surprised. If you share a little bit, the outcome is going to be better for you. I'm sure of that. El Malecon Restaurant, 1122 Post Avenue, this Father's Day, right now. And when you're driving down there, you know, it starts at 5 and goes to 7:30. Turn on the radio and you can hear me blab about what I talk about and play what I play. And happy Father's Day to all of you. Some songs for Father's Day. Okay, get your father right near the radio. For Him From Me, Thelma Carpenter, 1946. Peggy Lee, 1947. Sarah Vaughan, 1947.
Mine. for me can tell loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's the rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. No home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough,
sometimes I feel like a motherless
three songs for you on Father's Day. Thelma Carpenter, 1946, for Majestic Records, Can't Help Loving That Man. That was written by Jerome Kern and lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II for Showboat. Peggy Lee, 1947, in Los Angeles, and Frank Duvall arrangement for her, and he was leading the orchestra. There'll Be Some Changes Made, written way back, 1921, by Benton Overstreet, and Billy Higgins did the lyric. Sarah Vaughan for Musicraft Records, 1947, and Ted Dale, his orchestra, his arrangement of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, traditional. Thelma Carpenter, Peggy Lee, Sarah Vaughan, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the King County Library System, offering downloadable books, films, music, and more. Borrowers can learn a language, read a bestseller, or fall in love again with jazz, all on their own mobile playback device. Why buy when you can borrow? KCLS.org.
Washington Natural Gas, an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, providing repairs, tune-ups, replacement, and duct cleaning for gas and electric heating and air conditioning systems. Info on tax credits and rebates at wanaturalgas.com or 888-HEATING.
Now, a long set. Many have asked for this over the last few months, and leading off with Mabel, who's a longtime listener from North Chicago. Hello, Mabel. Mabel, there you are. This is Basie's band, Count Basie, at Birdland in New York City. Birdland, a place named, of course, because of Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird. And many, many great bands played there. June 1961, this came out on Roulette Records. We will hear Segway in C, written by Frank Wess. Good Time Blues by Basie. And 1 O'Clock Jump by Basie. Live at Birdland in New York City, 1961. Count Basie. Thank you. Well, that seems to have gone dead, and not being an engineer, I'm not quite sure why, but it stopped at the beginning of 1 o'clock jump. But we did get Count Basie at Birdland, New York City, June 1961, Roulette Records. Segue in C, Frank West wrote that. Bud Johnson's tenor, Basie's piano, Frank West's flute, and Quentin Jackson's trombone, and Good Time Blues, arranged by Ernie Wilkins for the band, and Basie's work on piano, and Quentin Jackson again on trombone. And the beginning of 1 o'clock jump, standard in this music, written by Basie just simply because they needed a tune at a time, and it was about 1 o'clock, so he called it that. And Benny Powell's trombone you heard there, and Ernie Wilkins, and fine work on bass in the band at that time by Eddie Jones, and drums by Sonny Payne. Count Basie. Now let me do a little checking here to see that everything is all right for the next disc that I made for you. Let me open that one. Okay, now we're ready to go. And you're listening to The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Excuse me for that fact, but those things happen. It might have been a little dust mote on the disc. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the MBA program at the University of Washington, Bothell, offering a leadership MBA program in Bellevue and a technology MBA program at Bothell. Now accepting applications for fall at www.uwb.edu/MBA.
Now I'd like to go to Jelly Roll Morton and chase a couple of tunes in different bands. Morton's band, alternating with Pee-wee Irwin's Dixieland 8. Pee-wee Irwin, trumpet player, can be heard to advantage, I think, in the late 30s with Tommy Dorsey's band. And he had his own band in this 1958 United Artists disc. Kansas City Stomps, written by Jelly Roll Morton, played by his Red Hot Peppers, 1928 in Chicago, for Victor. Thank you. Kansas City Stomps by Jelly Roll Morton, played a couple of different places, different times. Morton's band is Red Hot Peppers in Chicago, June 1928, per Victor, first of all. Ward Pink at trumpet and Geechee Fields on trombone, Omer Simeon clarinet, Morton piano, Lee Blair on banjo, Bill Benford on tuba, and Tommy Benford on drums. Then for United Artists, 1958, Pee Wee Irwin's Dixieland 8 in their version. Irwin playing trumpet, Lou McGarity trombone, Kenny DeVern on clarinet and soprano, Dick Hyman playing piano, Tony Gattuso on banjo, Jack Lesberg string bass, and Harvey Phillips tuba, and Cliff Lehman on the drums. Now, that same thing, again, Morton first and then Pee Wee Irwin, on the chant. It's not a Jelly Roll composition. It was written by a piano player by the name of Mel Stitzel, who happened to be one of the pianists in the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, which was a teenage band, a young band in Chicago, a matter of fact, and Morton worked with them. Must have been a big thrill. This is the 1926 Jelly Roll Morton Red Hot Peppers with George Mitchell on trumpet and Kid Ory trombone. Here Simeon Remains on clarinet, Morton piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, John Lindsay on string bass, and Andrew Hilaire on the drums. The chant, Jelly Roll Morton first, and then Pee Wee Irwin.
Thank you.
Chasing the Chant, written by Mel Stitzel and played first for Victor Records by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, Chicago, 1926. Then, from 1958 in United Artists Records, Pee Wee Irwin, his trumpet and his Dixieland 8, and their version. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.0 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Jelly Roll now, one of the great singers as well in this art, as composer and piano as well. And from 1939, I brought 5 of them for you. They're all by him. He's playing the piano, and he's singing.
Open up that window and let the foul air out. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden sing. Thought I heard Judge Fogerty say, 30 days in the market, take him away. Get him a good broom to sweep with. Take him away. I thought I heard him say, thought I heard Frankie Dewson shout, gal, give me that money. I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explain you. I'm gonna beat it out, cause I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say.
Thank you. like sherry wine, mean sherry wine. Oh, the Mississippi water tastes like turpentine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Bleed to my soul, my gal got a black cat bone. Yes, black cat bone. She go away, but she sure to come back home. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. She looks like a frog, hops like a kangaroo. If you ain't got no hopper, let them be your hopper too. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Gal in Alabama, one in Spain, another in Mississippi, I'm scared to call her name. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine.
No doubt heard in my life. Mamie Desdoom, this was her favorite blues. She hardly could play anything else more, but she really could play this note. Of course, to get in on it, to try to learn it, I made myself the can rusher. 219 done took my baby away. Took my baby away. Two seventeen, bring her back someday. 219 on the corner with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet was wet. Stood on the corner with her feet soaking wet. Begging each and every man that she met. If you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. I want to feed that hungry man of mine.
Jelly Roll Morton in 1939 for General Records. His piano and his voice and his compositions. Whinin' Boy Blues, Buddy Bolden's Blues, Don't You Leave Me Here, Michigan Water Blues, and Mamie's Blues, also known as 219 Blues, having to do with the train, took my baby away. In 1940, Louis Armstrong put together a band for Decca Records. He's going to sing 219 Blues. Claude Jones is here on trombone. Sidney Bechet, soprano sax. Louis Russell, piano. Bernard Addison, guitar. Wellman Broad on string bass. Zudie Singleton on drums.
The 219 took my baby away. The 219 took my baby away. The 217 will bring her back someday. Take the TNP and I'll take the LMN. Mama, I said you take the TNP and I'll take the LMN. We got to be lucky, honey, to ever meet again.
Strong, 1940 for Decca, and 219 Blues, and with him, Claude Jones on trombone, Sidney Bechet soprano saxophone, Louis Russell, who'd been running the band in the 30s, backing up Louis all that time, playing piano, Bernard Addison guitar, Wellman Broad, longtime string bass player with Duke Ellington, and Louis' friend from New Orleans, Zooey Singleton, playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Babson College's part-time fast-track MBA program. Offered at their Portland campus, fast-track is part online, part on campus, so working adults can earn an MBA in 2 years without leaving their job. Learn more at a Seattle information session June 22nd, babson.edu/MBA.
Now, a birthday today. Okay, we light the candles here. Eric Dolphy, born this day in L.A., 1928. Primarily alto saxophonist and bass clarinetist, and I'm sure he played the other reed instruments as well. His boss at the time of this recording, 1960, was Charlie Mingus, who put together this band, and they were called the Newport Rebels. The Newport Jazz Festival, they said, oh, you don't get some of these new guys, the old guys, da-da-da-da-da. You know, the fight that goes on between people all the time, yelling and meh-meh-meh-meh-meh. But, you know, they played outside the stadium and all that, and this was recorded as a result of that by Candid Records. Mosaic put this together as a box 111 long time ago. You may find it online somewhere. Eric Dolphy, happy birthday, 1960, with Eric playing alto, Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Jimmy Nepper, trombone, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Charlie Mingus, bass, and Basie's amazing drummer, Joe Jones.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Newport Rebels, led by Charlie Mingus, the band put together, and a birthday for the alto saxophonist there, Eric Dolphy, who was born this day in Los Angeles, 1928. Playing the alto there, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Jimmy Nepper, trombone, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Mingus on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. We heard Mysterious Blues and Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green. And a happy birthday to Eric Dolphy. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle University's Leadership Executive MBA program, emphasizing leadership, business expertise, and social responsibility. Next info session is Tuesday, June 29th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration at emba@seattleu.edu.
The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 25th through July 4th, with over 1,800 musicians from around the world, including George Benson, Nicky Yanofsky, and Chick Corea. Info at coastaljazz.ca.
I'd like to have one more from the Newport Rebels with Eric Dolphy and friends. This is called R&R. It was written by Roy Eldridge and Ray Brown, so I assume it's for Roy and Ray. And it's a structure of AABA rather than a blues. And it's a riff. I told you about that, and the dancers love it because it's a rhythmic pattern. Over and over, and just tears them apart. The Newport Rebels, 1960, Candid Records, and this is called R&R. The Newport Rebels, led by Charlie Mingus on bass. Eric Dolphy, his birthday, on alto. Jimmy Knepper, playing trombone. Tommy Flanagan, piano, Mingus bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. And that was R&R, 1960 for Candid. This is the Art of Jazz, and I'd like to go out today with Red McKenzie, Joe Venuti, and Eddie Lang.
Single-faded man plays the blues like no one can. When he sits down at that piano, when he starts in the play, you'll start right in the sway. You'll be listening, and you're gonna start your whistling. He's got a way that's all his own, probably the best musician ever known. You never heard such syncopation at a rooster, he don't shine beside this ever-loving man of mine. Big music masters, they hate him, they just can't appreciate him. That's why I call him my syncopated man.
Trio is known as Red McKenzie and His Music Box, 1927 for OK Records. My Syncopated Melody Man. Red McKenzie singing and playing his comb. He put wax paper on his comb and make a sound like a kazoo. Bowing and plucking his violin, Joe Venuti, and playing guitar, Eddie Lang. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.